चित्तं मनमपि सखी पुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपम् तस्याग्रजगुरिपुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहोराधिका माधवासम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथित कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते सप्तकञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वांसुते देहि प्रणमामि यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं न मां चरणन्ति। So Narada has gone to Naushankasi and he is glorifying to see that you are very near and dear to Krishna. Not only that, but you are himself like Krishna. You are Krishna. And you can give moksha, liberation, and also Krishna prema. And see, he glorified himself in so many ways. I have told you. Hearing this, Shankar became some angry and he told that it is all that you have glorified me, all false, all false. I'm not very dear to Krishna. Even not dear, I want to be that Krishna should be my beloved, but actually I am not that. I have done so many against things of Krishna. I also explain all these things. How he gave benediction to Ravan, how he gave so many things that were opposite to Krishna Bhakti. Shankar told that, you know, my boy, that in this world anyone cannot, if anything not cannot do, then Krishna tells me to do that. What thing? When there was Samudra Manthan,
turning the ocean.
First came poison, maha poison, very dangerous and first. And whole world was burning by that. And Krishna told to all demigods that worship Shankar and request him to take that poison. They did so. And they worshipped Shankar and told that, oh, Shankar, save us. Anyone cannot save me. Shankar at once took that poison and he drank. He took it in his mouth and he was going to take it in his stomach, but he saw that, oh, in my heart Krishna is there. So it will affect Krishna. So he took it in his
neck.
And that throat was
blue.
It burnt. So also when in Kali Yuga all wanted to worship Krishna and God and to make their desire that, oh, he should fulfill all desires by simply worshipping Krishna or his manifestations. If they will be pleased, then they will satisfy our worldly desires, material desires. So all began to worship. Not to please Krishna. For what thing? That Krishna will very easily can arrange our whole thing. So Krishna thought that it is a very dangerous thing. Like sea. So he called Shankar and told that you should tell all these devotees, false devotees, that you are yourself Brahma. Brahma Satyam Jaganamitya Jiva Brahma Ivanapa. This world is false. Jeev is Shiv. Jeev is Brahma. All these souls are Brahma. Nothing to worship any other God. You are Himself God. You are Parabrahma. Shankar told that, can you please tell others to do? I am not qualified to do this service. No, you will have to do. In whole world I see that anyone is not qualified to do this. At last, I have to agree with this. And I preach everywhere that you are Brahma, you are Brahma, you are Brahma. Whole world is false. Now I am so much regretting. Why I am making all these jivas so offensive? It is offense, I know, but yet to carry out the orders of Krishna I am doing. So sometimes Krishna ordering me like this, so I am not his dear one. You know that I always take the ashes of burial ground. You know that I always take
skulls.
I have three trigons, Sataraja Tama. My all associates are like this, Bhut Pisaj Pret. So actually I am not qualified for this. Then Narada told, Prabhu, don't cheat me. I know something, I have heard something. That the enemies of Krishna and the enemies of Pandavas are enemies of Bhakta. They used to worship you and you give benediction to them. But that benediction is not totally whole. Yes, that's some hole there. Actually, you cheat them to please your Krishna. I know. Whatever you do for pleasing Krishna. Your dearest friend of Krishna. Whatever you do, do for only Krishna. Everything. I know. You know, in Mahabharata, there was a king, Jayadrath. He was the brother-in-law of Duryodhan. Duryodhan has given his sister to Jayadrath. So he was like brother-in-law of Pandavas also. Once he tried to take Draupadi as his wife. And he took on his chariot. She was weeping. And she was telling that I am wife of Pandavas. If Pandavas will come, then they punish you. They will kill you. But he was so arrogant. He never heard. In the meantime, Narada came and told Pandavas, I saw that Jayadrath is taking Draupadi and she is weeping. At once Bhima and Arjuna ran after him. Jayadrath saw that they are coming very quickly. Bhima left his chariot and began to run more than horses. Arjuna told Bhima, come on, I am going to arrest and to kill Jayadrath. You should take care of Pandavas, arrest Pandavas. And he took his bow and arrow and he, by that arrow, he made fire everywhere around the chariot of Jayadrath. And he was captured in that fire. He could not move here and there. And at once, Arjuna and Bhima came there and they arrested and bidden on the chariot and they took Jayadrath to Draupadi and where Yudhishthira was there and all were there. Bhim told that I am going to kill him. Please order me to kill him. Arjuna was also telling that he has done so wrong thing that we should kill him. Then Arjuna told that we should take it to Draupadi and what Draupadi will order, we will do. Because he has taken Draupadi. So they went to Draupadi and they kept this Jayadrath on the feet of Draupadi. Draupadi was now so much merciful. Bhim was repeatedly telling that I want to kill him at once. She told that don't kill. Forgive. Because his brother-in-law. If he will kill, then your sister will be widow. And she will weep forever. Indian wives always very chaste. They can give their
life
for their husbands. Husband may give up them, divorce, but women never, they will give up their husband. This is Indian. Ram left Sita, but Sita never left Ram. You know? So this is Indian Vedic culture. And we should try to do it because Swamiji wanted this. Both should be each other helping. Never to think that I will give up my husband. Never you should think. First be in Varnasam Dharma, then bhakti will come. And when you are matured, then you can give up or not give up Varnasam Dharma. No harm. But we should try to follow Varnasam Dharma. Swamiji wanted. But some of them, his devotees, were not following this. So he was worried for this. You should always try to do like this. Once married, never give up. Also, males and females both like this. Be very chaste. You can give your life no harm. Because you will never die. Soul never dies. So be chaste like this. If given by, given to any person. And also, males should be also like that. Very chaste. Otherwise, you can give up Krishna also. So practice here that in this life, I will never divorce or never give up my this. Then you will be chaste that you will never give up Krishna. Otherwise, today, in this day, it is very easy to give up Gurudev, to take new one. Like Western women. In a second birth, nothing, they can change their husbands. It may be problem for their children, but they are accustomed to do like this. We should try to change this. So Draupadi told that your sister will be widow and she will be for whole life. Bhimas and Arjun wanted to know from Krishna, what should we do? Because we have done promise that we will kill him, this Dasharatha. And now she is telling that you should give up him, forgive him. Then Arjun told, Krishna told that if there is a man very both adarniya, both respected. They should be dishonored. And this is like a death. Then Arjun saved him keeping 5 sikhas. And one side he saved and other side it was like and half of this was saved. This system comes in French. Now it is a very good fashion. But he was insulted there. And he was so much ashamed. And they both released him. Then he thought that it was more better to die than to live. And promised that I should. Anyhow, I will take revenge.